Like we won't know till Sunday.
Vito was coming down the hall, and I said, "Hey, Vito," and he just ignored me and said, "Are you going to your press conference?" He didn't say, "Hey, how you doing, Bob," or anything like that.
He didn't know.
Some guys. I don't think Miller Lite is a sponsor.
Yeah. That's what's in there. So you know. Okay, guys, go ahead. Shoot, I got
Run defense is about as good as you can do it.
Yeah, it was really good. Here's the thing that was impressive. I mean, obviously we had some really good fits, and everybody was in position. When you play an eight-man front, usually there's a guy on block to make the play. But, you know, there were some times that we didn't fit it exactly perfect, but guys were doing a great job getting off of blocks. And a lot of players on our defensive unit were put in position one-on-one tackles and did a great job tackling. So, you know, very pleased with that. But, you know, once again, there's a lot of things we got to get better at. So,
every game is a new game, but how much of a building block can that
be? Oh, I think that obviously that builds confidence. But a big emphasis, you know, Justin last year led the NFL in rushing. And, you know, they're not quite running it like they have in the past. But their offensive line is outstanding. So, to me, anytime that they've just been thrown at a lot more than they have in the past, if they put an emphasis on the running, there's no doubt they could have a great running game. So, you know, we're hitting our guys hard. We still got to prepare like, you know, we prepared against the Jets.
They've had a lot of injuries at wide receiver. What have you seen from the guys that are left over?
Aiken is, I think he's taking the role of, you know, he's going to be the guy. I mean, Steve Smith, I mean, as we're watching it, what a great player. I mean, that's a huge loss. You hate to see that with a veteran that plays that well and stuff like that. But, you know, those guys are all going to pick it up. And, you know, it's the NFL. It's the next guy up. And, you know, we faced something similar in Buffalo, and there were guys making plays there. So, you know, we don't worry too much about that as far as personnel, but more schematically what they're trying to do.
Is Sip starting to show the consistency a little bit that you want?
He is. I thought he had an outstanding game last week. You know, he was put in position where a lot of times he's the only guy in the hole. He got to make the play or it's going to get out and it's going to be a gash, because when you're an eight-man front, you got everybody in the gap. And if, you know, they get by him, it's just a free safety back there. So I think he's playing more consistent. He made some plays on the ball, had a chance for a pick. And, you know, so he just continually gets better. Love his attitude. He comes out, he practices hard every week and does a great job with that. He wants to be a really good football player and help this team.
Is that just experience, seeing it?
Well, I don't know so much. You know, sometimes, you know, things just click or whatever. But to me, you know, in the past, when I've spoken to you guys, I've always felt that he's a very good player. And glad to have him on our team, so. He's just, I think last week took to a new level as far as, you know, zero missed tackles. And I believe it was zero missed tackles and making those plays and stuff. So that was fun to see.
Speaking of guys playing pretty well, Roy Miller.
What's
he doing that's the key?
I think a lot of times we put him in position to where he's just got to get in there and got to bang around and use up a couple blockers. But what he does, number one, he provides some stoutness right in the middle of the defense. But when we moved him, you know, on a blitz or whatever, when he's come up with big plays, and even when we haven't moved him, he's come up with big plays. I think a lot of guys nose guards or noses are stereotyped as guys that don't make any plays. So I would say with Roy, the way he's playing, he's up in the upper tier of making plays at that position. I mean, he shows up when you watch the game. He shows up, and, you know, so, and it couldn't happen to a better guy. He's a big time leader for us on the team. He's a big time player, man. Me personally wouldn't rather have anybody else in the NFL at that position.
If Sample's able to go, what position do you see him playing in the back?
Well, he had, you know, I'll let Gus talk about personnel positions, but, you know, we would have to fit him in, but it's been a while since he's actually gotten in there and practiced, so.
Are you comfortable with that rotation of Evans and Brown moving forward, though?
Yeah, I think Sergio's deserved it, and, you know, and Josh, and now we really have three safeties with you know, Peyton being ready. He's our emergency guy. So Josh has to play in both. So, you know, it's, we got to keep Sergio tuned up in case something happens to, Sip, then, cause Josh got to go there. So, but, you know, he deserved an opportunity to get out there and play, you know, and Josh is playing really well too. So it's a good situation.
How's Armbruster fit and at the auto spot there?
You know, he ended up, I can't remember when we moved him to that position. I think when we got Jordan Tripp or, but he's been practicing for a while. You know, he played the mic at Tampa. Since then, he's been, strictly auto. So he's gotten plenty of reps at it. So we feel comfortable with it. And Tripp also is getting some reps at that position. So.
Flacco's stats aren't that good this
year. That doesn't have any phase on me, Vito, from this. I've coached against him many times. The guy's a good player. I have nothing but the utmost respect for him. He's a good player. You know,
what's
so
happening this year?
I don't know exactly what's happening. I mean, you know, I can't tell you how many drop balls there were, how many times he got hit or whatever. I don't know exactly what's happening, but it's hard for me to say anything but really good things about him because of what he's done at any time, you know.
What stands out between what they were doing last year with Kubiak and what they're doing now?
Well, you know what's funny? I think Coach Trussman, you know, he's a little more, Coach Kubiak was more play action passes, you know, the bootlegs, you know, that type of stuff. Some of the run game is the same, but it was a zone run with the bootlegs and that play actions where you have max protections and stuff like that. So that would be the biggest thing to me that stands out. But some of their run game is, you know, the same. We watched, some of the plays on because of Justin. We wanted to see how he ran it, how we, tackled him last year and watching, we didn't, you know, obviously game plan our game, but pulling some clips of how we tackled him. There's some of the same runs there.
I see a guy that Forsett that kind of can make you have some difficulty tackling. And
yes, he can. And I would say for Justin, he's not a big man, a big running back like Ivory was last week. But in watching him, he has the ability to bend his knees and boom, and where he could fall forward. So you have to, you know, you have to have a tackling plan. We have a tackling plan for him. And, you know, Coach Hazelton does a great job with that. So we have respect for him also because I was also here when he played, you know, here. So, okay.
Sacks and interceptions. How do you get more
of them? You know, the interceptions, they've been, I'm telling you, that they're going to come. Okay, we had a bunch in practice. You know, that's the only thing, that I could think of other than schematically trying to do some things where the ball comes out bad and stuff like that. But, you know, the sacks right now, I don't know where we are in, as far as sacks, but I know the ball comes out pretty quick. Sometimes that creates a problem with getting sacks because the ball comes out so quick and that type of stuff. But, you know, with us as a coaching staff, we have a plan to try to, you know, take care of those things, which, you know, obviously I don't want to talk about, but, as far as schematically, but, you know, hopefully those things will get better. Okay.